Let's head into this hour's guest interview segment and talking Lincoln County Fair. Joining me in studio this morning is chairman of the Fair Board, Brandon Taylor. He's joined with Tiffany Decker and Kimberly Winder, who oversee the community booths at the fair. Thank you all for coming in this morning. Brandon, let's start with you today. We are past the 4th of July. That means all attention now to the Lincoln County Fair, less than a month away.
Yeah, that's right. The countdown is on. We had our meeting last month. We're prepping for our final meeting next week, and it's kind of that point where it's ready or not. Hopefully things are in place and we're ready to go.
It is a year worth of preparation, sometimes even more than a year, to get ready for the fair, isn't it?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And we've seen some changes on the fair board over the last year. We said goodbye reluctantly to Joy Fox and to Robert Linford, both of whom spent years, decade, more than a decade for Robert on the board. So big shoes to fill as we kind of work through some of those things, and but kind of stand on their shoulders as we try to keep moving the fair forward and keep making improvements and things. So one, we just want to say thank you to Joy and Robert for all of their work over the past years, and say welcome to a few new board members too.
And who are those new ones?
Deidre Helm from Smoot and J.C. Romrell from Kimmer have joined the board. They've hit the ground running, and we've got them involved, and I'm sure both of them are going to be huge assets for us on the fair board as well.
Absolutely. In studio talking Lincoln County Fair, chairman of the fair board, Brandon Taylor, right now this morning. Brandon, tell us about the online purchase process and the fees and how that works.
Sure. Yeah, so we, as folks are probably very aware, a couple of years ago, we switched to a new ticketing software and company, and we decided to add the ticketing fee on top of what we charged. And, you know, that wasn't all that popular. We received some pushback from community members and recognized that we didn't do that right. We should have been more clear in that ticketing process. And so we are happy to say that we've made the correction. What you see is what you pay. So the advertised fee, when you go to the checkout, there's not going to be any additional fees added to the tickets. What you see is what you pay. $17 is the general admission price for most of the events. Some of them have, some of them are a little cheaper than that, but $17, $22, and $27 are the prices for the rodeos and most of the events. And so, we want to say we hear you, right? We don't always get it right. We work hard to try to make the fair the best we can make it, and sometimes we get it right and sometimes we don't. And this is one that we didn't get it right, but we're willing to say that and say, you know what? We're going to make the change, and we're going to do it right moving forward.
Excellent. And so people can actually go online now and, of course, get those tickets, season passes, and carnival tickets up now.
Yeah, that's right. LincolnCountyFair.info. One price for all the shows. Reserve seats for $109 or premium reserve for $139. I hope I have those right. And then the nightly tickets are on sale as well. So if you're thinking, been on the fence about the season tickets, do it quick. We are running low on the number of available seats that can be used for season tickets. But the rodeos as well are selling quick. So if you've been, I need to do that, maybe you ought to jump on today and get those tickets bought.
And not only do you save over the course of the whole fair week, but you also get the parking, you get the free soda. I mean, there's a lot that comes with it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we save around $50 to $60 depending on what ticket you buy. But yeah, lots of perks. A separate entrance to come in, so you don't have to wait in any lines to get in. That free parking, or that reserved parking spot that's included, and yeah, that free soda every night.
And of course, you get a seat in the nice new chairs, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah, we're excited. We just installed all brand new seats in the bottom half of the grandstands. Thank you to the county commissioners for supporting us in that project. The original seats, the seats that we just replaced were the original seats from 2002, I believe. So we were looking at 22 years old. As some people may have noticed, they were falling apart. The manufacturer had gone out of business, and so we couldn't get new parts for them. And so we were taking whole rows out to be able to get the parts to fix the individual seats. And so, we installed all brand new seats in the premium reserved and reserved areas, and we're excited for people to not wonder if their chair is going to fall in on them.
The rodeo will stay in the arena.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
Brandon, the seating, not the only upgrade to the arena this year.
Yeah, absolutely. We're actually excited. Later today, a new scoreboard will be arriving to the fairgrounds. I think our current scoreboard is like 5 feet by 12 feet, and our new scoreboard that's being delivered today is almost 13 feet tall by about 25 feet wide. So more than doubling the size of the scoreboard. Lots of new technology. It'll be high definition. We're actually enlisting your help to have live feed during the events and replay and some crowd cam and those types of things that you see at other events throughout the country. And we're excited to bring some of those things here to Afton at the Lincoln County Fair.
I love it. Love the big new video board that's going in today at the arena. And of course, vendors. There's been a huge increase in vendors in recent years.
Yeah, we were at 25 about 3 years ago, and then we went to 60. Last year we were at 70, and this year we are at 70 plus however many more I can stick in every nook and cranny at the fairground. So we're excited. Lots of fan favorites, returning vendors that we're excited about, but some new ones too in the mix, that some new food, some new merchandise. We've been trying to up the number of shopping booths available to make sure that you can find all your fair needs down at the fair.
Awesome. So the Lincoln County Fair begins August 3rd, I believe, August 3rd through the 10th, right? You can get tickets, preseason tickets, or season passes, I should say, available now at LincolnCountyFair.info. The carnival tickets are for sale now. They're at discounted prices if you get those early, and all the details at LincolnCountyFair.info. Brandon Taylor in studio, chairman of the Fair Board. And Brandon, you're also joined here today with Tiffany Decker and Kimberly Winder. I'll let you introduce these two. Tell us what they do for community booths.
You bet. Well, I'll defer to them. They know more about what they're doing than I do, but we appreciate them and all of the people that are involved at the Lincoln County Fair. We couldn't do it without dozens or hundreds of volunteers that all step in and do their jobs. And what we've been trying to do with the radio this year is highlight all aspects of the fair. We've had Ryan Lyman on in the past to talk about entertainment and all the great things that he's doing and bringing. I've been on before and talked about vendors, but we want to highlight the community booths and the livestock and some of those other things, because the fair is growing in all aspects, and we want to continue that growth.
Absolutely. Well, Tiffany, Kimberly, thanks for coming in. So
thank you.
Tiffany, let's start with you. Tell us what you guys do in the community booth realm.
Well, I'm brand new to this, but we oversee the entries and the judging. Well, we don't do the judging, but we help arrange
all the
organization
of it, right?
To the judging. And and so right now we're working on decorating our booth for the fair theme, best of the best, and just waiting for entries, and we'll start that August 3rd.
Awesome. So Kimberly, tell us what the process is for each community to get this booth up and running. How does that work?
So every community has a member who is in charge of the booth, and you can go to LincolnCountyFair.info to find out who your community leader is. If you have any questions or need any help with online entries, that same website is where you can go on to get your entries for any of the divisions that you want to enter, crafts or artwork, photography. There's baked goods. There's a whole lot of different divisions that you can enter products into. Also, LincolnCountyFair.info is where you get those entry forms, and you have until July 31st to get those entry tags in. After that,
too little, too late, right? And you touched on this, Kimberly, but one thing I love about the community booths is there's space for pretty much anything, right? I mean, you can enter anything into these.
Almost anything there's an entry for, yeah. And if there's not, then let us know and we can work on that.
I'm going to put you on the spot with this question. What is, do you think, the most unique item you've seen come into the community booth since you've started helping?
Oh, there's so many talented people in Star Valley, and anything from a little pencil drawing on lined paper to incredible metal work that's, I don't know how they even got it in the booth. So I don't know, so many things. Flower decorations, home decor, poems, really anything. Food. I don't know. It all impresses me.
Absolutely. Tiffany, anything else about the community booths that we missed that you guys like to touch on today?
No, just get your entries in, get those tags, and we're excited to showcase your work. It's just a community talent show.
Excellent.
I do have one more thing. If you would like to come and sit in your community booth to volunteer and watch on the items to make sure that they're protected, your community leader is always looking for help with that.
That's true.
So reach out, sign up. If you see a sign-up sheet going around, help us out with that. And we're in the North Building, the North Exhibit Building, for anyone to come and see. And we just want people to come and see how much talent and creativity our valley has.
That's awesome. You mentioned that you oversee, or at least help organize, the judging. How many judges does it take to pull this all off?
There's a panel.
At least a dozen, probably. Maybe more.
I don't know.
Quite a few, right?
Yeah.
And those are all volunteers as well, and kind of experts in that field that they're judging.
Exactly.
Very cool. All right, that's Tiffany Decker and Kimberly Winder with the community booths coming up at the Lincoln County Fair. Give us that website one more time where people can go to find the details and registration.
LincolnCountyFair.info.
Excellent. Brandon, anything else we missed from you?
Get your tickets. Come on out. We can't wait for another round of the Lincoln County Fair.
That's coming August 3rd through the 10th. The details and tickets online at lincolncountyfair.info. It's the weekday wake-up on SBI Radio.